This is the first Sunday we've been here as a church. So praise God for 2018. Amen. Has he already blessed you this morning? Praise God. I want you to stand with me this morning and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. I tell you what, days like today, I realize I'm getting older. Amen. I remember Amanda running around here as a little girl and doing the twirling and teen talent. And she was just 11, 12 years old. And now she's grown and got two children. And I was in Best Buy the other day and I saw another child that was born while I was here the first time, and they were 16 years old. I'm like, oh, praise God, Jesus. Amen. I tell you, God's good. Amen. But I still feel young. That's the main thing. Praise God. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. You can't hang around Jerry Nelson and not feel young. Amen. Amen. He's got a lot of energy. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 14. And it is an honor to have the Croppers with us this morning and the extended family. Can we say amen to that this morning? I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of it's time to move on. It's time to move on. Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 through 16. If you're there, say amen. Amen. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Why are you crying unto me? Why are you making a big fuss about this? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Yeah. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. Yeah. The children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. It's time. Tell your neighbor, it's time to move on. Amen. In 2018, we're moving forward. We're not going backwards. We're moving on. Amen. Now, Father, anoint your servant to preach the word, and God will give you all the praise and break every chain, and we'll give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. And as you're being seated, tell somebody you're glad to see them this morning. Walt and Becky, so good to see you. Amen. I love Walt and Becky. I'll tell you what, that woman's a cook, can cook. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 14, 15, it's time to move on. You see, after many, many years of bondage, 400 years, the children of Israel are now on the verge of the promised land. Now, here's where we are in this passage. They had been delivered from Egypt, but they were not yet quite into the promised land. They were on the verge. And I believe some of you are so close. I believe this church is so close. But you see, whenever you go from the past to the promise, somebody say from the past to the promise, there's always going to be a predicament. I don't know why. I'm going to ask the Lord that when I get to heaven, why we can't just cruise right on in. But here's the picture. They have been set free by Pharaoh. They were before an uncrossable Red Sea. Pharaoh was now having second thoughts, and he's like, I'm going to go get them back. In other words, they seem to be trapped. Here they are before the Red Sea that is uncrossable by that multitude of people. And yet behind them was the galloping of the horses of Pharaoh's army. And they began to talk to the pastor. And they said, Pastor, why have you brought us into this situation? What in the world? And then Moses, the pastor, said, Lord, we are in a predicament. But can you catch the tone of the Lord in this passage? When you kind of read this passage, God is like saying, what are you crying to me for? I called you and I delivered you. I brought you to this point. I gave you 10 plagues. I changed nature. I turned water into blood. I brought frogs out of the wilderness, lice, thunder, lightning. And if that wasn't enough, I swept through and took every child firstborn, and yours did under the blood were spared. Why are you worried about this?
Praise God. It's time to go on. I didn't call you to die here. I didn't call you to stay here. Don't just start whining. I think sometimes we get the gift of wine. Wine, wine, wine. I don't make as much. I don't have as much this. And I don't. You need to move on in the name of the Lord. It's time to move on. Give him a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't know what happened to you in 2017. And I don't know what you're facing today. And I don't know what that impossibility is. But it's time to move on. Have you been hurt? Move on. Have you been offended? Move on. Have you been lied about? Well, move on. Have you been disappointed? Well, move on. Were you fired from your job last year? Well, move on. Have you been through a terrible divorce? And we believe in strong marriages. We believe, but sometimes things happen and we find ourselves, have you been divorced? Well, I tell you what, God will forgive and move on. Have you been successful last year? Mm-hmm. Well, then move on anyway. Are you guilty of, so have you done some things you shouldn't have done? Are you guilty as charged? Well, guess what? Move on. Are you in the wrong? Move on. Let me just give you a news bulletin. This is not fake news. This is good news. Here it is. You ready? Yeah. Yesterday ended last night. Tell somebody that. Yesterday ended when? You know what you need to do? You need to move on. Give him another hand of praise this morning. Speak to the people. God said to Moses, tell those people, move on. Well, it seems like I can't move on. Well, let's talk about that. Number one, point one, you move on despite the problems in the present. There are real problems before them. God doesn't deny that. We shouldn't deny reality. They were facing some real problems. But God's word to them was, you see, listen, so many people want to wait until the problem is solved and then move on. I'm going to repeat that because it might have just went over your head. Sometimes it goes over my head. So many people wait until the problem is solved and then move on. You don't wait until the problem is solved and then move on. You move on and watch God solve the problem. What they were waiting is for everything just to be perfect. And they were just going to stroll right on in and no obstacles, no problems. No, no, God was saying, no, you put your foot forward. You step out. You let go of the past. You quit doing your fears and just move on and then watch the Red Sea open. Hallelujah. You see, you don't wait until the Red Sea opens and then you move on. You start moving on and watch God open the Red Sea. I was reading one author who brought a very fresh perspective to this that I had not thought about. He says, God is the God of one step at a time. He doesn't give us the plans. He just gives us the plot. In other words, we just go. And he said that the Red Sea didn't open all at once. And then they walked through. He said, literally, as they were walking, the Red Sea was opening before them. And I believe as we move, and that's all right. I don't know if he's right or wrong. But I do believe that when we start moving on, things will begin to move. Jobs will begin to open. God will pour out his spirit. And God will bless his church. But if not, will not happen if we sit here. We've got to move on. Somebody shout hallelujah this morning. We don't wait till it opens and then move on. We move forward and watch God open it. Amen. People say, well, I'm looking for a job. Well, what'd you do all day? Well, I just sit at home and looked in the classifieds. You'll never find a job like that. Come over to Best Buy Tuesday from 9 to 4 and I'll put you to work. Got quiet in here. I was a young man one time, and he was a friend of mine, and he had lost his job. I said, brother, I said, we got an opening right now. Come on. Well, I don't want to work in retail. I'm like, well, bump that. I ain't going to help you. Ain't nothing I can do. Let me tell you something. If it's between starving and working, work. Praise God, somebody. Move on. Well, I'm worth more than $8 an hour. Well, let me tell you something. $8, we'll buy you a Happy Meal at McDonald's. Just go to work, move forward, and then let God take care of the rest. I didn't hear a lot of amens out of there. We got too many people just stuck on yesterday. Stuck on this. You know, Jesus never said, be healed and rise. Go back. He said, rise. Yes, somebody. Move on through the sickness. Move on through the pain. I know there's problems in our world. I know there's the rise of Islam, and I know there's terrorism. And I know the president's making terrible statements, and we're all embarrassed of it. And I know the economy's not good. But listen, move on. Praise God and worship and work for the Lord. I don't care about the Muslims or even the president. I got a job to do. I got souls to save. I got sanctity of human life, homes to build. Let's keep on working. Let's keep on serving the Lord despite the obstacles and watch God show up and show. Well, somebody shout hallelujah this morning. Tell somebody to keep moving on. Amen. One stormy night, a boat could make no headway. The captain was struggling to get to port. A nervous passenger said, "Do you think we'll get in all right?" The captain, tried and true through many storms, had gone through so much test and trial leading ships across the seas. He replied, "This is a leaky old boat and we may go down. And the boilers are not in very good condition. So we actually may go up. But whatever happens, we're going on." Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. We're going on. We're moving on. Despite the problems that I'm facing right now, today, I'm moving on. And if you are, say amen this morning. Amen. Number two, not only move on despite the problems of the present, move on, number two, despite the pain of the past. Because you remember, here they are at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh is in the past. Now, it was the recent past, but it was yesterday. And I have discovered, and I have seen this as a pastor over the 20 years that I've been privileged to pastor and lead God's people in various roles and capacities. I've discovered that it seems like when you try to go forward and move on, seems like inevitably something from the past raises its ugly head. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, let me throw in this first, this, and then I'll get to the other part. But sometimes it's a glorious past that keeps us from moving on. What do you mean by that? We've got a lot of people in the church. All they can talk about is the revival of the 1980s. When Paul Jackson came to Living Waters and the glory of the haze was in the house. Or maybe when 1970 at the old campus of Westmoreland, when we had that 3-week revival. And you know what? Praise God for what he did at the old campus. Praise God for what he did in Paul Jackson when Living Waters. Let me tell you something. This is a new day. Glory to God. Don't get stuck on the past revival. Start praying God for revival today. You know what I would like to say? I would like to say, my Lord, in 2018, we had the best revival. It made my granny's revivals pale in comparison. Oh, it was good when Paul Jackson was here. It was good over there. But let me tell you, it couldn't be any better than what God wants to do right now. Don't get shackled by the glorious past. He wants to do even greater glory. The glory of the latter house would be what? Greater than that of the former house. Let's move on. Praise God. There's greater heights and deeper depths. I know Oral Roberts did great things in the 50s. Some of these young millennials, they're like, who is he? That's what I'm saying. These young people, they don't know this stuff. It's up to us to say, hey, this is what happened. We know what it's like, you know, health care and free this. And I'm not, listen, It might get to the point where the only health care you've got is a prayer at the church. And I'm going to tell you, I think we should have health care. I've got health care. We all got health care, a health scare, whatever you want. I just know I get scared every time. I have to pay a full out of pocket. I don't have a copay. That was back 15, 20 years ago. You'd walk to the doctor and pay $10, man, and then see nothing else. But now you haven't met your $100,000 deductible. I'm just kidding, okay? That's the problem of the present. But I'm just here to tell you, there's an old-fashioned church that still believes in the power of the healer. Amen. And I can tell you, we can lay hands on the sick. And whether you got a copay or not, don't make a difference. With his stripes, we were healed. He healed my grandmother. He healed for Oral Roberts. I believe he can heal the sick in this room today. It's time to move on into your healing. Does anybody need healing in 2018? Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for last year's fasting. But now it's time to fast this year. 21 days. Amen. Thank God. But it's time to move on. The Bible says, brother, if you put it up, he says, I will do, Isaiah 43 and 19, I will do a new thing. Now, somebody say now. It shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. Sounds like to me, God wants to do something new in our life. He wants to do something fresh in our life. He wants to outdo what he's done in the past. We go from glory to glory. If we prayed in 2017, I want to pray more in 2018. I just want to know more. I want to get deeper. I want to move on in Jesus' name. I'm an ordained preacher. I was ordained in 1904. In fact, Charles Boyd and I were ordained on the same day. He mentioned Charles Boyd. Charles Boyd and I and Alan Mayo were all ordained the exact same day, June the 9th, 1994. Praise God, I was ordained in 94. Praise God for the past. And wonderful. I thank God. But I tell you what, I need a fresh touch today. This morning I got up early. I said, God, I'll be preaching this morning. And may I remind you, Lord, I still need your touch right now. Oh, I can't go by yesterday's deeds. He's doing a new thing. He wants to do something fresh in our life, a new thing in our lives, a new thing in our church. He is wanting to let some things spring forth. If you will lift your hand and say, God, whatever it is, come on, I receive it, Lord. Do something fresh in my life. I don't want to do the same things and expect different results. I want you to do something new in my life, new in my ministry, new in our approach. Sometimes we just need to do a new thing. Oh God, thank God for the old, and we celebrate it, but we're moving on in the name of the Lord. Give him another hand of praise if you're moving on. Hallelujah. There's a power in this place. It's anointing in this place. And sometimes you've got a troublesome past. I remember I pastored a couple that got saved when I was pastoring here, and they got saved, and I mean really saved. And the gentleman had a former wife. He had been divorced before he got saved. And for some reason, by the time he got saved, she went off on the deep end. He'd come home from church. We'd pray around the altar. It was a miracle for him to get saved. Actually, it's a miracle for anybody to get saved. He got saved, and he'd go home and he'd listen to the voicemail, and his ex-spouse would leave bad words on his voicemail, and all it was the past. All it was Pharaoh trying to get you down. All it was is the devil not wanting you to move on. Maybe you've had a divorce in the past, and maybe you're dealing with an ex. Now you got to deal with your exes in love. Come on now. I'm just going to be real this morning. Okay. I mean, most people have had not had things have happened. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. That's all I need to say. But if you got a former spouse, you know, you can pray for them and be kind to them. I'm not telling you just to show them a bad attitude. After all, they chose you. Amen. You know, think about that. You know, so when my ex was this, that, and the other, well, for a while there, they thought you were the greatest. Come on, think about it. I'm really messing up this morning, I can tell. I got to move on quick. But just love them. But listen, if they start calling you and bothering you, unhook the voicemail, pray for them. But whatever you do, don't get discouraged. Don't let somebody wag their tongue at you and bring up what you did in high school on the prom night. That's over with. It's under the blood. Don't get on Facebook and tweet it and get into threads about it on social media. Put it, move on, and glory to God. Stay out of the past. Amen, somebody. Because the devil wants to choke you by your past. Maybe that bad choice you made. Maybe you were abused as a child, an uncle, a grandfather. Maybe you were abused. You know what? Move on. Let God heal that. You are more than a conqueror through Him. I was... Who was it I was reading? Oh, Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer. I found a little book in my library. I love my library. I find stuff I didn't even know I had. And that was just T.L. Byrd's. It said T.L. Byrd 2000. It was a little bitty book. Anybody heard of Joyce Meyer? All right. I mean, she's very, very powerful, greatly used woman of God. And I was, last night before I went to bed, it was a little bitty book. And so I was just going to read it before I went to bed. And she told in that book that when she got married, that her and her husband had problems because she was so abused. I had not known that. When you see Joyce Meyer on TV, do you think she looks like she's ever had a problem a day in her life? Let me tell you something. You know what Joyce Meyer said, and you know what Joyce Meyer has done? She's moved on. Don't let their skeletons in the closet keep you back. Bad things done to you, bad things done by you. Listen, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. But understand that I don't care what old Pharaoh has had you in slavery, and you may have been hurt in the church. Got quiet, didn't it? Well, I was going to church and somebody hurt my feelings and I'm not going to go back to church anymore. Are you kidding me? Come on now, you got to let go of that past. Amen. Well, in 1993, they said something, and I haven't. And 93 is gone, friend. This is 2018. I don't want to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day and God look at me and say, "What's wrong with you?" Well, they hurt my feelings. Come on. You know what the Lord's going to say? Yeah, but they hurt my feelings on the cross of Calvary. And I took your pain. And I can do for you. It doesn't matter what they do. You move on. Hallelujah, somebody. Move on. Move on. Move on. I don't care what you've been through. Now it's time for your breakthrough. I don't care what people have done to you. God wants to do something for you. I don't care if you got bogged down. Now's the time to rise up and move on to the best. Speak to the people that they move forward. Now, everybody has a car and has you're driving down the road. You have up on this right side, what's it called? Rearview mirror. Anybody got that rearview mirror? Come on, raise your hand. You better, you're not going to pass inspection. Rearview mirror is wonderful when you're backing up and you need to get out of Cracker Barrel and go home. Are you over at Best Buy and you back up because you've just bought a 4K TV? Hallelujah. You got to make sure nobody's going to hit. I throw stuff in. I know I do. Shamelessly, forgive me. But listen, the backup mirror has its purpose. But I'm going to tell you, you get down on any street, you can get here in the parking lot. And I promise you, if you keep your eye on that rearview mirror and you put your foot on that gas, it is going to be a short trip. You cannot keep your eyes on that rearview mirror without doing a lot of damage. Listen to me this morning. Keep your eyes forward. God is doing a new thing. God can take your pains and your problems and your past, and He can open up some new avenues and new doors, and you can move on. Go to Joel chapter 2, verse 25. He said, Joel chapter 2 and verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the pommel worm, and you shall, verse 26, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And sounds like a good scripture to claim in 2018. And Brother Clark, get ready to come. Just get ready, and I'm just be on standby. But I will restore. Somebody say restore. And I declare, and I didn't plan this, but I declare in the prophetic that 2018 is the year of restoration. I will restore not as before, but better than before. Amen, somebody. If you receive it, say, Lord, I'm going to move on. You're going to restore, hallelujah, all that the devil has taken, all that has happened, all of the pain. Listen, I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says it like this, and we don't have that on the overhead. And I'm just going to read the first verse. The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost. I receive it, Lord. It kind of reminds me of Robert E. Lee, the general. General Robert E. Lee, the Civil War. And after the war was over and the South had lost, he visited this woman in Kentucky. Now, this woman was really bitter about the war. And she took General Lee out to the yard and she showed him an old tree that had been in her front yard for centuries. But because of the Northern artillery, her stately tree had been damaged and it was grotesque and dead looking. And she said, General Lee, just look at what they did. Look at what they did to that beautiful tree. And she was so bitter and so distraught. And she just knew the general would give her sympathy and side with her. And he looked back at her and she said, General, what do you think about that? And he said, Madam, cut it down and forget it. I'm moving on. Amen. Cut it down. Block some friends on Facebook. Amen. Don't get into the mama drama. Are you with me this morning? God's got something better for you. Keep full of the Word of God. Cut down the past. Move on. Number one, despite the problems of the present, say amen. Despite the pain of the past. And number three, move on because of the potential of the future. You see, that's what the devil is after. He's after your tomorrow. He's after your harvest. He knows that this year you're on the cusp of the greatest year that you've ever had, spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, in your marriage. I believe this year marriages can. Let me tell you something about marriage. Marriage is a work in progress. And I've been married 24 years this year, and be 25 years should the Lord tarry in 2019. I'm telling you, I'm getting old. Anyway, but I'm getting better, not older. I know the pastor don't let me talk like that. But listen, I'm still dating my wife. I'm still, I can't go some of you that are married, you need to keep the romance going. You need to send cards. You need Valentine's Day is coming, and I know this isn't speaking in tongues and running the aisle, but let me tell you something. I've seen the devil tear too many marriages apart. You got to keep the marriage going, and all you men out there, Valentine's Day is coming up. You need to already be making reservations. You need to already be picking out a card. You need to be thinking about something. It don't have to be expensive, because I'm going to tell you, that lady of yours, she's going to love it no matter what, but just the thought, and all the lady said, it was pretty loud in this corner and not loud at all in this corner. There's a newlywed couple back there. Brother Randy, I'm talking to you now, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God, folks. We got potential. I'm not going to let the devil steal my wife. And I'm going to tell you something. For 20 years, I was a pastor until 2 years ago, and I'm still a pastor. But 2 years ago, I stepped back into the workforce. And so I started, and I'm, can I just be very, you can't get the message out unless sometimes you go through it. But I stepped into the workforce, and all of a sudden I'm surrounded by these 25 and 30 year old young ladies. Pretty. And some of them are friendly. How you doing, Ricky? So I'm going back to the break room, and there she is. How you doing, Ricky? Fine. Let me tell you what my wife and I did last night. And that shuts that up real quick. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, we're all tempted. We're all out there in the real world. And there's a future. And you know what? My future is with Darnell Howell Nelms. And my plan is that on my dying day, she'll be beside me. And in our graveyard, we'll be laid together. And we'll share eternity together. I'm not going to let some girl at Best Buy or somebody in any situation. I'm going to, by God's grace, I've got potential. And I don't want to succumb to the stuff of this world. And I'm going to tell you, you got to be careful out there and understand that there is... is an enemy who's trying to get you because of your future. Amen. Does God forgive? Sure he does. Move on if you've made a mistake. But don't, listen, they said this one thing about taxes. You can evade them. That's illegal. But it's all right to avoid them. Amen. In other words, if you can to your benefit declare your taxes a certain way so that you don't have to pay as much, that's perfectly legal. Let me tell you something. We need to avoid some things. Amen. Because God's got a future for us. Jeremiah 29 and 11. This is so quoted. And I want you to read this. I want you to hear. Brother Clark, come on up. Because if you don't come up, I'm going to go all day. But just come on up. But Jeremiah chapter 29. And I'll let you know when to start. But Jeremiah 29 and 11. I want you to read that like it's the first time you've read it. Because we've read it and read it and read it, and we've heard it, and I've had some preachers say, well, it don't mean that. Well, it does mean it. You know what it means? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Stop. The psalmist said, I can't even count the thoughts that God, you think about me. Jesse, God thinks about you. And Amanda, my mother, Gracie, Sister Quick. God thinks about you, the Scots. I know sometimes you feel alone and it's tough with all the challenges. God thinks about you. You are on his mind. He's looking to you. He numbers the hair on your head. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And I know Jesse and Amanda, I know you've got thoughts about your Bergen and Riley, don't you? You've kind of got some thoughts in your mind. You're planning out his meals. You're planning out his clothing, and you're going through the stages of life. You've probably maybe even thought about from years from now, college, and because you're thinking about your children. God's thinking about you, church. Pastor Jerry, he thinks about you. He thinks about Westmoreland Church. He thinks about these Royal Rangers. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. And what are those thoughts? Thoughts of what? And not of? To give you an... or the word expected could be blessed. To give you a blessing. Listen, move on. God's got in your future peace. He's got in your future open doors. He's got in your future a blessing. There may be everyday trials. We're always going to have everyday trials. But listen, if God told you what he had in mind for you, we wouldn't even believe it. Reminds me, and I'm done. Reminds me of the little boy. He came home from Sunday school. His mother said, son, what did they teach you in Sunday school? He said, He said, well, Mama, they told the story of how Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. She said, really? She said, well, tell me about it. He said, well, all right. Moses got on the radio and told all the people in Egypt that the Israelites were going to come that night at a certain time. And when the signal was given, flares were shot into the sky, signaling all the Israelites to start out in their armored cars. They went across the desert, and airplanes gave them protection for cover. They came to the Red Sea, and there was no way they could cross it. And Pharaoh was coming with his tanks. And so Moses, he built a pontoon bridge, and they started across, and they got to the other side. And while Pharaoh was on the bridge, they blew it up, And they all drowned in the Red Sea. And Moses and the children of Israel, they got on over to the promised land. I started to say, that little boy went to one of our Sunday school classes. He heard Pastor Jerry tell that story. Amen. The pontoon bridges and all that. But listen, Mama looked at him and said, now, son, now, that's not really what your Sunday school teacher taught, was it? He said, no, Mama. But if I'd have told you the way she told me, you wouldn't have believed it. And if I could tell you all that God has for Westmoreland and all that God has for your life and all that God has for your promises, you wouldn't believe it. The best is yet to come. I want you to move on. Hallelujah. Stand with me this morning. Move on. Hallelujah. Don't get bogged down in the past. 2018 is here. Lift your hand and praise Him right now. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Let me give you this scripture and I'm done. Just remain standing. Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 17. Just pop it on up there real quick if you can. Deuteronomy 25 and 17. Remember what Amalek did to you when you came out of Egypt. How he met you by the way and smote the hindmost. Go ahead to the next one. To verse 18. How he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee. So get the picture, and then I'm going to ask you to pray. The children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, and the people in the back were the ones that the enemy was because they were easy target, right? So there's 3 million people, and let's say all 3 million people were in front of you, and you're one of the ones lagging behind, and all of a sudden you get an arrow, and all of a sudden you get a rock. So you know the best way to protect yourself? The best way to protect yourself from that enemy was get in the middle or get to the front. Y'all with me this morning? Let me tell you, don't lag behind in church attendance. Don't lag behind in commitment. Don't straggle and, well, I think I'll sleep in this morning. And I can be a Christian. I don't have to go to church every single Sunday. But you got to be careful because you're lagging behind. And when you miss one Sunday, you'll miss two. Listen, this is 2018. How many of you are going to move on with God this morning? Bow your heads and close your eyes. And Father, help us today. Help us today. We're on the verge of a great future. We're on the verge of the promised land. And I pray for this congregation this morning that God, we will move on. That we will move forward. And I just pray that those who don't know you as Lord and Savior, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, it's time to move on. It's time to forsake sin and ask Jesus right now. Ask Him into your heart. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I want to start this new year right. I come to the cross. Forgive me. And if you'll do that this morning, He will save you and you can move on. Anybody else this morning, you're ready to move on in? I want you to step out of your seat. Every mother and father, if you've got your children, I know we have children's church, but I want you as a family to come and let's gather. Let's gather at this altar for this first Sunday as we close in prayer. We're moving on. And if you're going to move on, I want you to step out of your seat and let's make a step to the front. Lord, as they sing, God, we're moving at the cross. I'm moving on with God.
And the burden of my heart rolled away.
I'm moving on, Lord.
It was there.
I'm not going to lag behind. I'm making a decision. We're moving forward. Moving on. The past is over. Let the past go. I'm moving forward. Yesterday ended last night.
For such a